Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The flu has come to TMOS.
Damn, son.
Or at least I think the flu has come to TMOS. We received correspondence from Mr. Rob Spiewak last night that he was at some sort of urgent care, Med One, Med Star. I'm not sure what the hell it was. It was he was there, and he was getting treated and swabbed. I'm not sure where they swabbed him, but they swabbed him to find out if indeed he had the flu. And then it got a little cryptic because he said he tested negative for the flu, but because he had classic symptoms, he was to test again soon.
Yeah, if he's in the adult of video business, where it's every month he goes back to make sure he's clean.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that when I got the phone call, it was this.
Hello, I hate to make this phone call.
And it was because he was calling me from the urgent care facility, and he was there. So Rob apparently does not have the flu.
Well, this is the tough part for me, Mike. And I'll say this about Rob, is that I spent, I would say, about 4 more hours in the show yesterday with Rob than you did.
And yeah, I know you're there. You're there. You're in the room. Yeah. I'm blissfully. I had a cold this past weekend. It was 2 or 3 days.
No,
tops.
No. But what you don't understand is that our accounting.
You're breathing his air.
I'm breathing his air. But then we had an accounting error on our end, right? As far as our accounting for the show, and his payroll came into my bank account. So I said, "Hey, man." I talked to our accountant. He said, "It's all good. I can just give you a check. So no problem." Right? So right. I'm sitting here after we do 4 hours of tremendous radio.
Is that what made him sick?
No. Of tremendous radio. We had a great time. And I said, look, the fastest way for me to get you the cash, because if I wire to you, it's gonna be a whole thing, is for us to go to the bank together, right? So I have to go to the bank in his car in the afternoon, and we're at Bank of America, right?
How do you feel now? Now, we know your litany of medical issues. How are you feeling? Do you feel flowish at all?
People were made for the flu. Like we've beaten everything, right?
By the way, I should point out with Rob not here, Adrian Garcia has slid into the first chair and could not be happier. He's very animated. He's shaking his head vigorously. He's corroborating what you're saying about the Latin people. It's you're true. Saying that they're very hearty. They don't get sick.
If we get sick, we don't let ourselves know we're sick. We just mow along. No pun intended. Lots of lawns to be mowed. Yes.
I'm thrilled that that you don't get sick. I think that's wonderful. Yeah.
When I'm in the bank, this is big bank line. I've got Rob in his Birkenstocks and his cargo shorts and his sweatshirt. And I'm in a suit jacket, jeans, a dress shirt. And it looks like some sort of drug dealer or some sort of vig is owed, right? Something's happening. And
take out the money and give it to me right now. Put it in the bag, baby.
I walk up to the teller. Now, if someone's giving you money that they're owed, it's fine. Wouldn't the
was this a cash transaction or did you get a cashier's
check? Don't read ahead.
Right. I'm just curious.
We walk up to the teller and it's technically my personal account that I'm pulling money out of to fix the situation. And he walks up like he's my wife. Right next to me in the count. I was like, "Hey, man, can you give me 2 seconds? I'm going to talk to the bank teller." He's like,
He wants his money.
Yeah, he wants his money. And then he leans over. He leaned like I owe him money. Can I get that in hundreds?
Oh, my God. You mooks. I swear to God. And by the way, I'm blissfully unaware of all these transactions going on right now. I don't know what's going on. I just know that my accountant, who about 10 years ago said, yeah, I'll keep doing it for you, but I'm really not going to care about it.
It's our accountant. He made a mistake. No big deal. I squared it away, right?
I love it when I don't. And sometimes I like it when I don't hear about this.
Mike, why would I tell you if you don't need to know? I'll take care of it.
If my phone was blowing up with this kind of detail, you're absolutely correct. I'd probably be very frustrated.
Yes. Not really dealing would. With it, right?
Right.
But exactly. he leans over to clarify that if he gets it in hundreds, then the cash go into his SunTrust account faster. And I said, okay, man, I get what you're saying.
Well, that they're going to give you large bills, I would assume.
That's not that much, but it's...
I was unaware that we paid him over $100 a week.
It's not that much, but what it does do when you're in a Georgetown Bank of America branch, it makes everybody around you think that you owe this man money or you owe this man's boss money. Right?
He's the one down at the bottom of the street?
Yes, right?
Really, that one. Okay. Yeah, so wasn't that a Riggs one. Bank back in the day?
It's a beautiful bank. Everybody there probably has more money of all of us combined.
There used to be a bank chain called Riggs Bank.
Yeah.
I knew a guy that was a vice president for Riggs Bank, and he was a friend of mine and John Riggins, and they had a falling out after Riggins kicked him in the butt and he went up like into the air.
That sounds like a nice story we should talk about one day.
Oh, it was wonderful.
So, yeah, Rob, wonderful. If he was fluish, and he's shaking me down for his money, and he's driving me to the bank so I can give him the cash
because
I lifted up to work. Now, I could be in the middle of the incubation period.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. I'm very worried. And now listen, here's the guy that doesn't weigh in on this. Here's the guy that is, I think, closest to Rob more than anybody in the studio, is Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And Pony Boy strikes me like if Rob had a flesh wound and was bleeding out on the if he was bleeding out on the studio floor, you would walk in the next morning and you'd see Pony just sitting in a chair with his eyes open, blinking at you. Rob's desiccated corpse would be sitting there on the floor. Have you had any contact? Because you haven't really volunteered anything this morning. You know, you just sort of, you're just there.
You're
letting it all happen.
You weren't on your text thread.
I was paying attention.
Yeah, but you weren't like, hey, feel better, man.
I thought this was like your blood brother. This is like your blood brother that you don't seem all that disturbed.
I'm upset for him, and I did have an exchange with him. It just wasn't in the main thread.
Oh, I see.
Yes, private. Side thread.
Private.
What was the and if it's really technical, I don't want to hear about it. But if it's personal, I'd love to hear the details.
Tell us everything.
I'd like to know. What is the
mandatory?
It's really not that exciting. He just said that he's fluish and he won't be coming in today. And Oscar's going to be running the board, and he wanted me to have all the elements just in case.
Yes,
and just for redundancy,
just for ones and twos.
So you have backup element.
Yes.
When we say elements, people, for those of you that are not in the know, let me say that elements are musical selections that we have on the show. That is an element. That is one of the elements that we play on the show. This would be an element that we play on the show. Let me give you a classic example of one of my favorites right here. That is it. Let me turn it up.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
Jesus Christ, you are a disgrace to the country of Bolivia.
No, that's the Oscar insult of the day.
Can't insult me
when
you're not here, buddy.
That's right.
Kind of tough to do that.
So the text message that I got from Rob, which is fine. I mean, Rob doesn't miss any work.
He never calls out until he calls out.
I like you calling him the P word, though. So this is what I get. He calls me, and I say to him, I said, well, I'm legitimately concerned over his welfare. The show, I'm not worried about him missing time because he has missed the least amount of time of any of us on the show.
He doesn't want to ever take vacation.
No, he does not like it. It's some sort of, I don't know where it comes from. It's certainly not a work ethic.
No.
It's more fear-based.
He's scared.
That he doesn't like to do this. And by the way, in the first, how many minutes we've done the show, maybe 5 minutes or so, I don't think the show has ever sounded better.
No, we're killing.
Anyway, let me just say this. I get this at 9:30 last night.
Tested negative for both flus. But the doc says the symptoms are so classic that I should retest if it persists. I am contagious. I need Tamiflu.
And of course, it wouldn't be Rob without a typo because he cannot write
on a
keyboard. He's not capable.
I am contagious. I need Tamiflu as cue preventing.
I
don't know what the fluids rest. I guess it means they're giving him Tamiflu as a preventative.
It would shorten the cycle of this quote unquote.
Probably
flu.
As a preventing.
Mike,
let me look.
When he skipped out of that bank with that cash in his hand, he looked really healthy.
Yeah, I think he's at King's Dominion.
Well, I mean, it could be a four-day weekend. Think about it. And by the way, another wrinkle, we have the Patrons Art Show at the Torpedo Factory this weekend.
Oh, no, where you don't want to stand for 5 hours.
And now I might have to be the ring bearer for the entire time.
Oh, and you, and I know that he helps you.
Ring bearer would mean I'm getting married. I'm an idiot.
The MC.
The MC. You. Master of Ceremonies.
Now, is the reason you don't want to do it, do you guys split the duty? Is that how you do it?
I did it initially by
myself.
Right,
I remember that. Right?
Right. And then last year, last year, I was summoned to Bristol to ESPN Corporate.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I had to go there. So he took care of it. Then he Wally Pipped me. And then so he's Lou Gehrig. And I said, hey, Wally and Gehrig, you want to come back and do it together?
So you guys were going to split the duty?
Yes.
All right. Well, is your back going to hold up to do this?
Will Mike,
you
be?
What's wrong with that? I'm the old man. I'm the one that was in the hospital a year ago. What's everybody going down for? Mike, come on. What's happening?
I'm fine. I'm going to fight through it. You know,
by the way, you're not as slurry and as druggy as you've been the last couple of
shows. I'm out of my scripts. I'm just fighting through the pain. And know this, patrons of the arts, I'm going to be there just in case Rob isn't. And if he's there, I'm going to be there on a couch with a drink in my hand.
I will tell you, yesterday I was at a local eatery because Mrs. O'Mara wanted to go to this local eatery. And I will say in advance, before you bust my balls, no, it was not vegan.
I let that go a little time ago, Mike.
It was a little roadside stand, and they had what would best be described as patio tables that are patio picnic tables. They are made out of plastic, but it's heavy duty plastic. And each of the tables has a little hole where the umbrella used to go in, but it doesn't have an umbrella. And then the chair curves around the circular table, and it is built in to the platform. It is a very solid piece of furniture. But in order to sit at this table, this round table, you have to crawl over the top, lift your leg up, and then straddle the foot that is located under the table so that the curved seat is your seat, and you've got a little bearing strip that is between your legs that stabilizes the table. Now, that's fine when I sat down.
Yes.
But as we get up, and there was a younger couple that was at a table right across from ours, and Mrs. O'Mara went in, and I began the process of getting up. And if you had watched me attempt to get out of that chair, you would have, it was the most pathetic. I resembled somebody that ought to be in, you ought to put me in a van with wheelchair access and lower me to the ground with that. I do not know how I am able to take back a golf club when I can't get my fat ass out of it. And this was not fat related. This was musculature and arthritis and sitting there. And I am attempting to lift the only way that I could get my leg over this chair was to do a straight out leg lift, which, by the way, Johnny Rehab hasn't been doing that diligently. And so because I am not able to get my foot, my fat Porky the pig foot, up to a certain level, I lean to my right to get purchase, to get leverage, so that I'm sitting there and it's barely getting over. And by the way, when you can't move, you do the very minimum you can do to accomplish this. And the heel of my crap croc sandal is dragging on the lip of this chair. And I looked over, and the girl that was sitting at the table, I saw the slightest, tiniest little smirk, and I was mortified.
Yes.
Because I looked at, and that's when I hurled my left leg up into the air and did it resembled something you'd see in the pairs figure skating, and I lifted the leg up, and I was and basically the leg came crashing back down, and then I staggered and sort of straightened myself and gave a harumph and went, huh, there we are. No, what I did was, because I'm insecure, I walked back in, and Carla was inside paying our bill because she pays for everything. God love her. Yeah. No, that's wrong. I pay for everything. And I walked in. I said, hey, honey, you missed me getting out of the chair. What's that? And she goes, then we're walking away. And Carla makes matters worse by saying, you know, you really don't have to announce that because you're so insecure about how you can't move.
Oh, like you're, like said, you're in you. The wrong.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you're trying, like, your best.
I'm trying my best.
You're trying my best
not to embarrass myself.
And
a note to self. I'm not going to sit at the Thai restaurant anymore with their booths that are like 3 inches off the floor. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to sit at that little clown table again where I have to lift that out.
They
I have
are no idea a what smaller that has to do with people, Rob. Mike.
Yeah, this is true.
Which has to do with Rob, which I thought we could maybe call to see how he's doing, if that's possible.
No.
No?
No intention
We don't give him any respect.
No, none.
We don't want to check in at all.
No, that might make him feel good. Don't want to do that. No, let him rest. I believe we should let him rest.
Should we call Buzz?
Hey, guess what? You get to start the show. Good job.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, wait, come back.
Well, look who decided to show.
You were supposed to be here 4 hours ago.
Was I? So, I'm the tardy one?
Yeah. I was going to go to that bed and bath place, and now it's closed.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come at all. Jerk off! I'm just joking with you. Let's do this. Wow, the old McNair place. Never thought they'd get the floors clean after what happened in here.
What happened?
They had a lot of cats. Here's the comment card. Please mail it in when I am done.
Just go to your boss?
No, it goes to me. I'm kind of a perfectionist.
One thing. I have this friend, and he gave his cable guy $50, and then he got all the movie channels for free. Did you ever hear of anything like that?
You mean illegal cable?
Yeah.
Who told you that? What is his name? I want it.
Oh, forget it.
You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Oh, please. No, that was dumb. I was just making conversation. Forget it.
I'm just jerking your chin. You are too easy. Wake up, little snoozy. Smell the smelling salt. I'll juice you up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app, updated now. And get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you knew something bad was about to happen, but you could protect yourself, you'd do it. You'd take care of it, would you not? Of course you would. Well, looks like the Fed is going to raise rates 3 times this year. That's what they're saying. So protect yourself today by going to Cornerstone First Financial and locking in your rate right now. Not only do these guys know their stuff, they genuinely care about you. They know that it's your money on the line, and they will give you the personal attention you require to get the best deal possible. Whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
We know these guys. You know them, Oscar. Your whole family's done business with them. They have your sign of approval, your seal, your sport coat wearing seal of
approval.
Due
diligence.
They're good guys. Click the banner at our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it now and do it right with Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. I just started chuckling when I looked up. Every time I looked up at the monitor, I see Adrian over in the corner. Adrian, who is
so excited.
Good morning.
Who is you know, he's gotten a lot of positive attention, but he's gotten certainly a lot of negative attention.
Oh, on
the show, you know, which is great.
But comes with the territory.
We're in the middle of a studio upgrade here in the proper TMOS studios, as well as Podcast Village.
Podcast Village, which is our neighbor now.
Yes.
And they are what a beautiful facility. I had the pleasure of getting a full tour a couple of weeks ago, and our facilities in Washington, D.C. are getting better and better and better, and we're very, very excited about that. Now, if we can just bring in some newbies, some guests in, I'd love to get some people to panel with us, and you know, it's great to interview people on the phone, but I'd love to have people come by, because I'm very proud, and I know you are, Oscar, yes, of the facility that we have.
Absolutely,
in
and there are some touch-up spots where I get Adrian, I'm like, look, man, you've stolen from me, you've taken dollars, you've dealt drugs,
allegedly,
you've done all these things that you shouldn't have never have done over the past 8 years, you owe me. Fix up a couple of things. Maybe get on.
So has he been helping you a little bit around the house?
A little bit. But I'll say this. I say, look, if you don't have time for this, tell me you don't have time. And he says, I've got time, Oscar. I got you. Right?
He's very... Now, see, in that way, he's like you.
Yes.
Okay? In that one way, he seems to be thoughtful. He seems to have his heart in the right place.
Thank you.
Where he lacks the professionalism is in the responsible category,
yes,
a la the I'll be at Podcast Village a couple of weeks ago to pick Mike up at 4 or 5 o'clock. And now you're shaking your head again.
Happened.
Like, what do you mean? What never happened? What?
We never confirmed a pickup time, Mike.
We discussed it on the show.
Things were discussed.
That you were, things were, yeah, but the fact is, it was... I was done with it as far as I was concerned.
The discussion
was over,
done.
And I was counting on you to be kind of my unofficial Uber ride. That's a Pony, you were there. You were an eyewitness to the discussion, right?
Yeah, I was. And even if a time was not discussed, you should have asked him what time he's going to be arriving.
You're right. I should have asked that. But
you're a failure at life.
No, I'm
not.
Admit
it, all right?
Oscar, I stayed till 10 o'clock at night the other day.
Big
helping you out.
Deal. I do that every day, and I don't tell the world.
Boys, don't fight.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't fight, please. He's still gainfully employed at the hotel, right?
Yes,
he's still
yes.
doing well with that.
So
we had hockey teams check in last night.
Hockey teams?
Yeah, the kids.
Ooh, the kids.
Yeah. You know, I will tell you, it is a little frustrating to hear Adrian's mic level like this today. I know you give your brother a hard time about that, but that's the level that I'm hearing from Adrian right now, which now, is kind
talk,
of driving
talk again,
me
if you don't mind, Adrian.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Is that
that's
better?
Fine. Thank
better?
You. Thank you. You fix it. Right away, you
right
fix
away,
it. Right. You fix that
I'll
right away.
That. No problem.
That's,
no problem.
That's an upgrade.
Big win. Now, yesterday, Adrian has this very expensive, I would say, the most expensive piece of material we have here, which is some exclusive soundproofing that we pre-order. It takes 6 weeks to make. It's a big deal to get. We finally get it.
But you have to treat it very, very well because the stuff is expensive.
Yes. And you use a special type of glue. I teach him. He's doing very well. He did something. I'm like, this is what he's made for. Pothead soundproofing, right? That's how it's going to work.
What a great name for a company,
right?
Pothead soundproofing.
He could totally, and then this is right up his alley. Listen to music, take care of business. Yesterday, I say, hey, man, I love Pothead soundproofing to fix a couple things here.
Hey, I got the slogan already. Hey, ling, Pothead soundproofing, we smoke the competition. There you go. There it is, baby.
Love it.
All the way.
So I walk around the corner where he was working yesterday as I'm doing the final cleanup of this place. And I find a panel of soundproofing with glue already on it. There's like glue has been placed on the proof, which means
like it's ready to install on
ready,
the wall.
Ready to install. But there's no Adrian. Adrian put the glue on the soundproofing and then left.
No, I put it on the ceiling. It must have fallen down because that glue sucks. And then someone saw that and just left it there and didn't say anything.
Someone is you because it didn't fall off the ceiling because it looked like there was a place for it to go and it was not squished down in order. You know how when glue gets compressed, you actually see it go down.
So did this fall down after you had left the building, Adrian?
I think so because I made sure that every single one of those soundproof tiles was on the ceiling and it was placed. I actually went over it twice.
Okay.
And by the way, can I point something out?
Yes.
I've learned something since my little visit to Podcast Village.
Please.
That this soundproofing that goes on the ceiling is probably the most important soundproofing
location. Changes
everything,
location. Right?
Yeah. It changes the dynamic from being a decent sounding room to an amazing
sounding
room.
An echo chamber, right?
Now, it's really, really fantastic, and I love this stuff. And by the way, can I just add one thing? I really look forward to our studio getting some of the
stuff. Well, that's what we're working on.
The podcast.
It's moving towards the studio, right?
Well, what all I can tell you is you walk into Podcast Village and you look at the studios that they have, and you see, for example, the counters where the broadcasters do their thing.
Yes.
Do their podcast.
Yes.
And you look at the countertops they have, and then you come into our studio and you look at our countertop, and it looked like a cat had kittens on
yes.
it. Yes. It's a different look, and I look forward to,
Red Fox found this counter.
Oh my God. I walked in, you gave me the tour with all the like the ESPN stuff, and I'm looking in there and I'm looking at this wonderful, and I walked in to throw, because the trash can, where was it? It was in our studio. You might as well just put a dumpster in our studio. And I walk into our studio and I look at the floor that looks like it's seriously the lineup of a high school cafeteria, where, you know, the crumbs and the dust and little papers and little, it's just the gribblies all over that, where it hasn't had
nobody
a real proper cleaning.
Nobody does
ever.
Anything.
Ever. Does anybody ever take a vacuum cleaner in that studio?
I vacuum and I mop when I do. But really? I have not in some time. Now, since you had been here, since we've been building.
The floor that
yes.
got me.
Yeah,
the floor
so
that looked like, and you know, and all of the eating and all of the crumbs that are
oh
on there.
Oh, my, you should
and
see by under the way, Rob's console.
Yeah, well, DJ eating consists of one thing, something that comes out of a bag, chips. Chips, crumbs, cookies, anything with crumbs. I'm surprised we're not like up to our ass in vermin in that studio.
So my beautiful wife comes over and says, "What is this?" And I said, "Adrian was working with a foam. I think he forgot to put this up on the ceiling." And she pushes on the glue, and the glue is hardened already. Like, it's over, right?
Well, I'm not going to – I know you like to throw your brother, your younger son,
yes.
under the bus
Distant
here. But
cousin.
I'm going to say, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt where I think you installed it. It just did – you didn't install it properly, and it probably fell down. Is that what – because there are yes. two options here, Adrian. Either you just decided not to do it, or when you put it in, it didn't stick, and it fell down. And I'm going with
Be
it
honest,
fell down.
Because right? I have yeah. evidence.
I absolutely put it on the roof. Because
ceiling on the not the roof. Sorry, if you put yeah. it on the roof, it would get rained on. Right, it would get right. soaked, and that was that's the way it would be.
And it has been raining. No, I put it on the ceiling, and that glue just sucks. It's the glue. It's like this special acoustic.
Well, hold on.
Glue.
Haven't you put those tiles up on in other locations?
Yeah,
that
yes.
you've stayed?
It's an acoustic glue. Yes.
Yes.
Is it the glue or is it the gluer?
It's the glue. It's 100% the glue. Because Mike, that glue is different than the glue I started out with.
Mike, can you pad for me for 2 seconds? Because I'm going to show you on camera what the proof
yeah,
is. I'll
absolutely.
Be right back. Excuse me.
Well, I like because, you know, that's good. Let's get him out of here, Adrian. Let's talk for a second.
Let's wrap.
The fact is that you say you started out with a different product that was working very well.
It was.
And then why was the product switched?
Because
what happened?
We ran out, and apparently we had another type of glue here in the studio that we could use. So after we struggled...
Wait, hold on. So let me teach you how to be a better storyteller. Okay. So you had the original glue that was designed for acoustic tile. And then you said that there was a backup glue that you used that probably job one was not that acoustic tile. So you didn't have the specific glue for those expensive tiles that you were using when you put the ceiling tile on and it fell off. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. That's good. Hate it when I have to tell your stories. But anyway, that's the way that goes. All right. Let's take a look. But hold that up to the camera so we can see how beautiful. That's the glue. Now hold up the pretty side. That look at that. Isn't
okay.
that gorgeous?
Now,
I love that
look
stuff.
Look at the glue and look at the texture of the glue and see if it's been pushed anywhere. It has not. It's been dabbed. That's all that's been somebody just said, okay, I'll put a little dab of glue here, a little dab of glue here, a little dab of glue here, and then I'm going to leave.
Oscar, why would I just leave it there?
Because you're a piehead.
No.
So hold on. So your contention is that he put the glue on the back of the panel, and then he just beat feet.
He beat
That's
feet because if he would have pushed it against the ceiling,
it would have been smooth.
It would have been smoothed down and squished up.
What say you, Adrian Gonzalez?
Oscar, these ceilings suck. They're so uneven.
No, it's the ceilings.
No, these ceilings aren't even. They're unleveled. I mean, they make no sense.
they're unlevel.
Well, I would agree with you there. I mean, the floors are uneven. Yeah. The chairs were all around in
Yeah,
here.
But does that change the fact that when you put glue on a piece of Mm-mm. anything, then No. it should squish down?
I've been having problems with that glue the entire time because it cannot hold these huge panels. When I was putting in the smaller panels, I had no issues with that glue because it wasn't that much weight and it wasn't coming from the ceiling.
Where are you on the glue issue before we wrap this up? Okay, my brain started.
It's turn, again, this guy is in denial. This is the same man.
So you really don't think he did the work? He didn't put the ceiling tile up.
Mike, I saw him say, I got to leave soon, put glue on a piece of panel and walk
and
right
forget.
Out. Yes.
No, and forget.
And he doesn't remember because the $60 bong hit he took yesterday does not allow him to recall
how he left the Are you going to show him the
studio.
Video? Are you going to show him the video?
Show me the video.
The security video I'd have to pull, but I'm going to now.
Because I want to see who saw this fall down and I want to see who did not say anything.
Well, nothing fell. It was stacked nice and neat where you left it.
Exactly. That means it fell and someone picked it up and put it somewhere neatly.
No.
Oh, that's okay. So you're saying that Oscar's saying that it was stacked up neatly like it was waiting to be installed. And you're saying that it fell and somebody moved it over to the side.
Exactly.
Okay.
Were there any other witnesses in
yes,
the building when
Shannon,
this happened?
Shannon.
Shannon was
yeah,
in the building
wife.
When this happened.
Are you calling my wife a liar?
No, I would never call Shannon a liar. I love Shannon.
Shannon said,
she bought me
it looks like Adrian started to do this and then
what did
left.
She buy you? What did
chili.
She buy you, Adrian?
Chili.
Lunch.
Chili. What kind of chili? What kind? What? Where did it come from?
Where did it come
Bread
from?
Bread soda.
It was
some hipster joint around the corner.
All right,
great
cool.
chili.
It had sour
great
cream
chili.
In yeah. it.
But I'm going to tell her you called her a liar and you're out.
What? Santos started right. following me today on
all right.
Instagram.
All right. Enough there for you. You enough for you.
You.
Jesus
go.
Christ. All right. Time
go.
To go. Time to go.
There you go. Time to take
time,
a break.
Time to take a break. Everyone's still dying
is.
Here.
I'm just calling, cueing the music up. There it is.
Ah.
Yeah, you got it. Fantastic. We will take a break. And when we come back, I'll tell you about two things that happened yesterday. My little guy, yes, he's going to be a prodigy, taking piano lessons.
Ooh.
And I will have the details on that. And also, I actually drove past the oldest man in Florida yesterday. I have never seen anybody older behind the wheel. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. RobinJoeShow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hey, I want to remind everybody,
hey,
I've been getting a lot of, sorry about that. I've gotten a lot of feedback on people, turn that down just a little bit, Oscar, mm-hmm. talking about Sleep Number beds. And what I'd really like you to do, please make sure if you're going to get a great deal on a Sleep Number bed and you're going to do it this coming weekend, please, 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 please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. You have no idea how important that is. They even have forms in certain stores in the D.C. area and some other places in the country that actually will allow you to check my name and the Mike O'Mara Show name when you buy your Sleep Number bed. You've heard me talk about it. It's wonderful. Can you really, really get a better bed? I don't think so. Here's some really great news. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their Ultimate Limited Edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it is the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust, so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, there's an adjustment for snoring. That's right. If you've got a snorer, they actually can raise the bed up so that your snorer will be modified and you won't have to leave him snoring all
it.
Night long. Yes. Does your bed do that? I doubt it does. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress. They last twice as long, and 9 out of 10 owners recommend them. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on an Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Plus, queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Sleep Number now has over 550 stores nationwide. Find one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS and be sure to tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. By the way, brand new political persuasions. If you listen to this show and you enjoy it and you want to hear my political bloviating along with the very reasonable Mr. Chris Freites, let me just say this about political persuasions this week. If Chris Freites, formerly of CNN, formerly of Politico, was recently seen paneling on Fox News as a voice of reason on that Crazy Network. I will tell you this. If you like that type of stuff, you're going to love it. And if Chris Freites is able to continue working with me after this past weekend, I will tell you, I'll have him for life. Because I tortured the man. And I didn't do it on purpose. I really didn't do it on purpose. I did it because, well, everybody knows the events of the week and how I get. And the fact is that there was a tremendous... He was wearing tracks on his face. He was rubbing his face so much during during this. And ultimately, he toughed it out, and we had a very, very interesting program. But political persuasions is where I get a lot of stuff off of my chest that I can't normally do here. And
we try to keep the funny here.
I try to keep the funny. It doesn't always work that way. When life gets in the way, sometimes I think you have to be serious. But I had a lot of ranting. As a matter of fact, I'll be honest, it spills over into my my home life, you know, where Carla's like, enough already. And yesterday, because I wanted to give Carla the day after Valentine's Day just to chill out, I took all the pickup duties for my son, where I went to his school.
Of you.
And the most important thing I was going to do is I was going to take him to piano lessons, where I was going to, when you're 4 years old, apparently the total length of the piano lesson is 15 minutes, because that's all they can really handle.
Attention span.
We've also been told that we probably should wait till 5, because that's even a better time.
That's loser
talk. For the 15-minute. Quitter! Nobody's a quitter! Not on my watch!
Your ship can't come in, Mike, if you quit.
That's right. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market. No, I don't want him to quit anything. I don't. But I also listen to an educator when a music educator says, this is a little young for this type of activity. You might want to wait 6 months, and I'm fine with that. So we've given him a couple of the lessons, but we had one left, and I decided that I'd pop in. And so Carla does stuff like this. I said, you going to pick up Michael today from school? I'm saying, yeah. Who's your buddy?
That's super nice.
Who's going to help you out? And I'm sitting there, and I go up to another room, and I said, and take him to piano? And I'm like, and you know, I just, oh, piano too. Oh. And I'm fine. Even though it was like a little throw-in, you know, she catches that right when the foot's out the door. Just sit there and throw that in there. But you know what? 15 minutes. What does it matter to me? Now, I have not really discussed picking my kid up at preschool. First of all, when I arrive, it's like, you know, who is this Ernest Hemingway grandfather walking among these 31-year-old men?
Yes.
They're all just like, super, super fit. And then here comes, bull-dum, bull-dum, bull-dum.
Either you're a grandfather or you're a predator.
Here's what happened. You can say this was a wonderful thing to do, or you can say this maybe was a mistake on my part. Early in the school year, when I was doing pickup at my kids' preschool, and by the way, if you want to see a woman that's had a long day, check out a preschool teacher at the end of the day that's been dealing with maniac four-year-olds, predominantly male four-year-olds, all day long. And you walk in and say, hi, Miss Linda, how are you? And she goes, hi, how are you? You know, and she literally has, I mean, she's been wrangling kittens for 5 hours.
And she gets paid dick.
Yes. They're doing the Lord's
work.
Not
that type of, you know, no money.
I understand. But early on, I went in, and because I'm constantly attempting to entertain, I walk in, and for these little kids, I do the Donald Duck sneeze, which is one of my standard in my repertoire. I do a little bit of a Barney, and of course, I do the Krusty laugh, which everybody loves. And so when you have these, and they're these two kids, I don't know their names, I don't really care, but they've got these two little names, and they come up and they call me, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. They call me Daddy. I'm not sure why, because I was, you know, the very first time I saw him, I'm doing the whole thing going,
yeah.
Hey, kids, yes, I said, we love you. You love it. I'm doing the whole thing. I'm pulling my out of my bag of tricks, right? I'm doing this whole deal. That day forward, this is like with a puppy that you accidentally drop or something like that. They never forget. And these kids don't forget me. And so when I walk in, this is the response. These two little crumb crunchers, in addition to Michael, they all go, Daddy, and they run up, and it's and I'll be honest with you, it's a bit of a pain in the ass. I'm tired of it right now.
You just want to pick up and go.
Yeah, I just want to sign the sign out sheet. You know, get your little ice blocks that you put in your backpack, your Spider-Man backpack. Let's get to the car. You know, half my age, moms. Nice to see you.
You cannot let them down.
Well, I feel a need to do that, but yesterday I was a little brief. Oh, by the way, my kid requires me to do the pickup and the twirl where I spin him around and I put him back down. Now, I do that for a couple of reasons. I do that, A, my son wants me to do that. It's my greeting where I pick him up and I spin him around and put him down on his feet. But it's agony for me, okay? My body, my failing body, I'm hearing more.
Like in-
I pick him and I do a little flip. I little flip him over and I put him right down on the ground.
Yeah, it's painful.
I know I do, and I have a bad hip, and I have bad knees, and I have bad eyesight and bad hearing. I'm 58 years old, all right? But I'm in there two reasons, okay? My little guy likes it, and frankly, there are always, you know, one or two or maybe three 31-year-old women that are in there, and I'm like, hey, virility, there I am, yes.
Look what super I can strong do. Yeah.
And a couple of times, I've almost dropped him because I'm sitting there, okay, let me pick you up, son. Let me pick you up. Oh, God, you're getting bigger.
Do you say in your mind, light as a feather, light as a feather, light
oh,
as a feather.
Oh, God, it was terrible. It was terrible. But, I you know, it's just the drill, and then I'm out of there. And, I guess I'll feel, you know what, you're either secure or you're insecure. And I'm a performer, and I'll feel insecure the rest of my life. But I say hi, and I, you know, I pretend, daddy, doing the voices, picking the kid up, twirling him around. But to be honest with you, I can't get out of that room soon enough.
No.
I cannot get out of that room. And I'm like, do you have your ice blocks, your little ice packs that cool your tuna fish sandwich or whatever the hell you're eating here? And I sign them out, mm-hmm. and then it's out to the same facility, the same church of the Jesus worshiper,
yes.
where he goes to school, and I have to sign him in to his little class that starts 15 minutes later.
The piano lessons.
Yeah. So he's turbocharged. He's wound up. I go sit on the bench. I sign him in, and she says, okay, here's your bill. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Mrs. O'Mara didn't tell me about this. I didn't bring the Fort Knox thing for the music
Rob
teacher.
Rob Spiewak and I have to go to the bank together.
That's right. She'll catch you next time. No problem at all. So I sign him in, and then we wait. And I know it's 15 minutes. And the teacher arrives, and she's every bit the music teacher. Very nice lady. And she said, I'll be with you in a minute. And so Michael says, Daddy, can I run down to the end of the church? And he runs, does a dead sprint around. I'm like, yeah, do whatever you want. Knock your socks off. Just don't run out the door. Don't run out the door into the street. Thank you. and I'm saying hi to all the people coming and going and just sitting there and just feeling every one of my 58 years. And then the teacher says, okay, Michael, are we ready? And I'm sitting there and she goes, and she looks over at me, and I'm sitting on the bench.
Where did your son go?
This is how it goes. No, he's there with her,
okay.
And they're going into their little music room. She says, okay, we're ready to go. And she looks over at me and goes, we're ready to go. And I'm like, and I looked up, and I'm like, oh, me too? Okay, all right, no problem at all. And I get up, and I go into the little piano room. And,
oh, I didn't know you both had to go.
Well, I don't know if we have to, but I guess that's what Mama O'Mara has been doing. So, Daddy, you know, it's 15 minutes. Daddy is going to walk in there, and
if you were still a cigar smoker on a regular basis,
you
technically couldn't just be in your car waiting until he's done.
No. So I'm in there, and of course the bench is you know just wonderfully comfortable. This little bench that's designed for Paddington that I'm sitting there, you know, in the right corner, and she begins to go, okay. I think he's doing C, D, E, whatever. It's like, doon, doon, doon. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, do we remember? She says, Michael, do you remember that? And Michael's like head is on a top. You know, it's like, boop, boop, doop, may I mumbo dog face to the banana patch? And he's looking around and he's going right and left and goes, B, C, D, D, B, whatever she's doing. And it's over before it even starts. And that's when she looks at me and she said, yeah, about 6 more months. It's the nice way of saying your son can't focus on this particular mm-hmm. activity.
Let him dig in the back.
He can run and dig and do all the things that he wants to do. Now, when it comes to skating, he's laser focused. He like,
well,
this
fun.
Type of activity is not not where it's at. But and then at the end, because once again I'm insecure, I take my single fingers and I do a little doon 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 doon, little boogie woogie, and she looks at me and goes, "Oh, a little boogie woogie piano." That's nice. That's nice. And I was just feeling like a total.
Can I give you just a little advice? Because little Luca is a piano prodigy, right? He can play.
When did he start? How old was he?
He started four.
Okay,
and everyone said that he was too young. Mm-hmm. And my sister had a similar issue with the teacher said that he wasn't ready. She found another teacher that was more patient and could actually get him ready. And the reason why she thought this was important is because if they learn music at such a young age, research has shown that they're going to be more apt for math and science, higher level math and science.
That piano lessons actually give you a leg up on that type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I took him out of the piano class, and next week it's derivatives. We're going to be doing financial planning. So he goes to financial planning lessons, which is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. We are going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, more fun and more thrills on Sick Day at the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back. KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The Mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Oscar?
Mike, it's one? Tamiflu. If you need it on Amazon, they have it. Now, they may not have Tamiflu, but they'll have something to make you feel better. Find it on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show website. There's a link right there that says Amazon. Shop through that link.
Amazon really does have everything good full. You can find any cold relieving supply that you need and more, and you can find it by going to MikeOmaraShow.com. Mucho importante. Mm-hmm. Mucho importante, jefe. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. You seem to be, and I'm glad that it hit today, you seem to be actually much more lucid.
Yes.
I have to tell you, yesterday I felt like I was you know, working with someone that had stumbled out of some sort of rehab program and was in the street. It was very, very. I was seriously, and it was during political persuasions.
Yes.
Right before we started, when you were saying something, I was worried. I was worried about you.
Yeah, I was
and
worried.
Now
well.
I'm not as worried. Yes. Were you really?
Well, I was worried when I left here. Around 4 o'clock, and then
you were kind of going.
It's not fun because your mind and your mouth and your body are doing all different things, and you think they're all in coordination.
Yeah, and they're not.
They're not, right. So I somehow make it to Big O and Duke's, and Chad's on vacation. He went to the Outer Banks because it's a President's Day weekend.
Oh,
by the way, programming note: we will be observing President's Day again this year coming up. So on a Monday, we'll have a best of. And Drab and I did a show together, and we were done. I said, "How did that go?" And he said, "You made it. You made it.
Hey, wow. You're not part I mean, of the problem." You're maintaining that schedule. You're covering for everybody this week. I'm proud of you. You're doing a really, really nice job.
But I'll say this. My back is starting to feel better. And this morning when I went for the pills that I wanted, they're gone. I don't have any left. So I'm just going to fight through the pain until it goes away and do a lot of stretching.
I do that whenever I've got anything like that. You know, I pick up drugs from the pharmacist the other day, and they said, Are you aware of the interaction between the medicines that you're on? And I'm like, yes, I'm aware. Because, by the way, here's the thing. If you have to take something that thins your... Everything that you take that makes you feel better thins your blood out.
Yes.
that everything you touch, so that when you take, like, for example, the Xarelto that prevents me from having a fatal blood clot, then I take a medicine for pain called Celebrex, which makes me, you know, feel better so that I can actually, you know, swing the club very well. I will tell you, those two are not traditionally taken together. They warn you. But by the way, anything that takes pain away does the same thing. It thins blood, and they have to, you know, and bleeding could occur. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of the drill. You know, here's the bottom line, kids. All right, take care of yourself.
Don't ever stop moving.
Yeah. Don't ever stop moving. Yes. That's not it. I think it's more like taken into my body.
Told that to. I took a stop moving. I took a lift home on Valentine's Day. Because my girl and I got in some sort of tiff because I was trying to do a software update here. And she's like, oh, you don't want to hang out. Whatever. It didn't matter. So I'm lifting home. I'm like, sir, how's your night going? He goes, great. My divorce gets final tomorrow. And I said, congratulations. I was like, I learned in business school, sometimes businesses fail and you got to get out. Look at it that way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it that
way. And then I said, how old are you? He goes, I'm 31. I said, don't ever stop moving. Look at me. I got in your car sideways. I was like, I'm 39. I stopped moving for 3 months, and I pulled out my back, and it's ruined my life for 2 weeks.
It is. I will say this, and I will corroborate what you're saying. Even with my limited activity, all right, and everybody knows what I do. I do what Mrs. Habersham does in Caddyshack. That's what I do. Even if I stopped that for 3 days, which I did when I got my cold, I was out there like it was like starting over again. I felt like it's ridiculous. You have to keep moving. And by the way, on the off days when I'm doing that, I'm going to start taking the lead of these octogenarians down here that are always doing something. Some of these guys, in fact, guys a lot older than me, are in the gym every other day. And they're doing that. You know,
they're building their core.
I can tell you this, though. And I think this is important. You want to know why people are fat. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I despise it. And not necessarily the work. The work is okay. I can handle hard work. I've always been able to handle hard. What I hate is the boredom of it. I hate being a hamster. I hate being on an aerobic device, either a treadmill, an elliptical, where you're just going, zhur, 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 zhur. And if you're on one of those pieces of machinery and you're in a club, you know, you're smelling things. You're smelling things that are disturbing.
On display. Do you know where you win, Mike? And this is hard to find. And I should probably play the misogyny alarm because what I'm about to say is going to piss people off. So I'm going to hit it now. All right?
All right, very good. He found it. That's good. That means, there, you hit it twice. Oh, my. It's on a continuous loop.
No. Yeah.
See, see how calm he is? Adrian, you see that? You see that? When that happened, did you see his reaction? That might be the muscle relaxers, but I think it's just the cool customer.
I got nothing in me. I got nothing in me. That was completely natural.
Well done. Now, proud of you.
If you find a hot trainer, you'll work harder for her. That's when things change. The best shape of my life when I was in CrossFit. There was the hottest CrossFit instructor I've ever seen to this day. And when she would do things, I was like, I have to do it for her. Right? Not for me, but for her.
So there are not enough of them. I've always, when I've had a personal trainer, I've always had some stinky white guy, you know, that had pace, that had super. And by the way, the ones I've always had have always been incredibly fit, incredibly muscular, but they had pasty white legs. Mm-hmm. Well, weird. No, Pete Galelli didn't have white legs. No, Pete Galelli was a guy that, back in the day, yes, rarefied air when he would actually come to my home.
I remember. There would be a gentleman that would come to your house.
Pete Galelli.
And he would work with rubber human bands being. With you. I was like, who is this man?
Yes, yes. But the guy before Pete Galelli was many months before. He said, just one more, just one more. And when I did one more, I heard this. And I blew my back out. And I've got kind of a mixed thing. But, you know, you're in the city. You can find these people. Yes. They're not easy to find the turbo hot trainers.
And this goes for women as well. Look, you find your solo flex guy or whoever's in vogue these days. Mm-hmm. They'll take care of you as well. You work hard for them as well. And not your husband or boyfriend. But
are you going to get back into it once your back heals up? Are you going to get back into it?
I got to get back. I don't need a personal trainer. I just need to. I need to go when I know the. Again, let me hit this guy.
When the hot ladies were there.
When the Georgetown students decided to work out, which I remember was anywhere at the WSC between 3:30 and 4:30, because they had to get ready to go out later that night.
So hi, Oscar.
Well, they wouldn't even say hi to me. I would just be lurking in the corner pretending to do abs.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. I'm happily, unhappily married.
Hi, Oscar. Can you help me with my towel?
All right, there we go. Sorry about that. Just playing with my.
Do you want to pay for housing next year or what?
I'll stay with you.
There we go. The Georgetown students. But you have to be aware, even when you start working out again, you have to be aware of that area of the back. I was reading an article in Golf Magazine that was talking about the new players, and they were listing the guys that have the back issues, whether it's Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Jason Day, these incredible muscle men that are phenomenally fit that destroy their back because of the new modern golf swing. When you go back and you look at the 60s and the 70s, where you had Schlubby McSchlubbigan and these guys that would play forever. By the way, you know one of the most injury-free careers in the world of golf is Phil Mickelson.
Why?
You ever look at Phil Mickelson? He's just kind of schlubby, right?
Yeah.
He's not fat, but he's a little bit schlubby. He doesn't look like these guys that are cut. Look at Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is one of the most impressive physical specimens you will ever see. But because he torques it out, I just think you have to be mindful when you're working your body out that you don't do stuff that's going to overtax it, because that can have as much of a problem as if you neglect
stuff. So you're saying the modern game takes so much more muscle and control that if you do not have that...
It is a coiled spring, the modern way of swinging at the golf ball. These guys torque themselves up and they hit it a lot longer, but they also suffer. Mm. The point of this article was that they are suffering more back injuries like you are suffering right now. And that's why I'm here to say, listen, if you'd like to avoid some serious problems, just take the Mike O'Mara style of playing. It's anytime you're not riding in your cart, walk quickly to your, as the least amount of steps to your golf ball that you can possibly take. If you can, if you have a friend that's out there with them, have them pick up your ball for you. Also put a suction cup on the end of your putter like I do, so you can reach into the hole and not tax your back by bending and twisting.
Wait a second. Yes. A suction cup? You don't do that.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
I didn't even know they sold that.
By the way, and this is, okay, let me see. It's the 55 mark of the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I will suffer with now for the next few weeks. I know that I'm going to receive correspondence about this. Just to get there, the thing I have difficulty doing right now is getting super low. That's the flexibility in my hips that I haven't gotten back yet. I've gotten my strength back. I can hit the ball a long way. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm hitting it back with the big boys now. That's what I'm doing. I'm not at the old man tees. I'm at the young guy tees, which is fine. I like that. The thing I have trouble with is bending to the ground, whether it's picking up my beluga poop in the morning or putting a tee into the ground. That's the problem I have. And yes, I don't want to say it again, but I'll say it one last time. Do not dwell on this. I have a suction cup on the end of the putter. So like when I knock it in the hole, I just go, hop in. I know it's used for the elderly, like 90-year-old men.
Okay, so this is a common, this is something you can buy.
They sell them at the golf store I go to. There's a whole box of them where they put on. But I'm so embarrassed right now. I really am. I'm so hideously embarrassed.
Do you try to hide the fact that you have?
No, it's a common thing. And by the way, I at one point didn't have one, and I was reaching down into the hole, and a guy that's in back of me goes, "Man, that's painful to look at." And I went, "Okay, thank you. That's enough of that stuff. It's very, very, very difficult." So I was going to do a whole shtick about, have people pick up your golf ball and go to Duck Donuts and stuff like that. But I decided I would do it. I'm not happy about it.
How much are these devices?
Oh, it's super cheap. It's like a piece of rubber that goes on the end of the pipe.
Well, that's what fascinates me.
I'll bring it in for show and tell next week.
Because someone is making...
I'll bring it in for show and tell because
generational wealth off of this.
Your ridicule is my listener's entertainment, so I will do that. I haven't gotten enough crap from the gun nuts that are going, "F you, Mike. F you. Go F yourself."
You can't even bend over to pick up the weapon.
That's right. Thank you very much. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm gonna do better. I'm doing the work. No, I'm not. I will do that, and I will do better. Here's I'm in. This is the best way I can describe it. You would say that the school of thought, never get yourself into a situation like this. Right now, I'm in a bit of a honeymoon period for myself, mm-hmm. where I've been through so much of this crap that the idea of just going outside and playing a sport that I love is all I got for now. Do I know that I have to get myself in better shape? Do I know
You'll
that I have to
it.
Get myself?
You'll
I,
take
I,
it.
I'm planning it. I'm
Mike,
going to do it.
Your
I'm
body is like my house.
Right.
That
small?
It's not just
old.
It's in a rebuilding process. It's in a renaissance. Yes.
Gentrification. Right. I need some gentrification on my body.
Whitey is moving in, and I'm not even Whitey. We're God, gentrifying. I'm Latino.
Volume just increased a whole bunch on you. I don't know what
I was just
there.
Yelling Whitey.
Oh, okay. Pony is so loud to me. I'm sorry. I hate to do the levels.
It's okay.
Yes.
So my point is this. Is I walk in, some things are really, really right, and I enjoy sitting in that one first room of my house and say, wow, this might have been a good investment, right? And then I go into the kitchen and I say, wow, this is really depressing, because we have a cooker that you would go camping with. We don't have a stove. It hurts my heart.
That would be my spine.
Yes.
My spine would be your like Coleman stove.
Yeah, but you will take a win where you can take it right now.
Yeah, right now I haven't been to a doctor in a very long time, and I feel really, really good about it because I hate it, especially this time of year where it's the Blue Hair Express, and I'm in back of 10 people like the guy I passed in the gold Lexus yesterday that I believe, I am not exaggerating here, not one bit, I believe he was 425 years old. I believe this man was 420. This is like right out of Central Casting. He was looking between the circular part of the center of his steering wheel and the bottom rung of it. That's where he was looking, and this man was going on a 55 mile an hour road. He was going 11 miles an hour and just going, and you wonder why you hear sirens every 10 minutes down here. Anyway, I'm happy, life is good, and we have to break. That's what we have to do, because you know what? Are you up for an Oscars take? By the way,
I am.
Doing a pretty good job. I did, my cruel fantasy was to tell our listeners to just shower social media this weekend with how great the show was with just the two of us.
Well, let's not get happy yet, Mike. We're almost done.
Yeah, you can screw it up. We'll take a break, and we will come back with Oscars take, ladies and gentlemen, right here, and have that misogyny alarm ready. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Thank you, boys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, but remember, the future of our show depends on it, and we want you to continue to put the pedal to the metal on this. Think of others. Now it's easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. It's easier to give to someone than mononucleosis or the fake flu or whatever you have. Yes, friends, come and embrace the extra hour of comedy every week like a hormonally motivated teenager. Give the bonus show a sloppy tongue kiss, and soon you'll come down with a serious case of the giggles. You know, he's kind of here in spirit when I read this. You'll be weary from laughter and feel the low-grade fever of funny as you try to recover from joy. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You can send the gift certificate yourself, or you can give it in person. Send it directly to the recipient so they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Plus, they'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking and start giving, you schmuck. The Mike O'Mara Show. We put the mono in mononucleosis. Thank you very much, everybody. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscars Take, a review and comment of the news of the day that may or not affect you, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscars Take.
Oscars Take.
Oscar, the website Ranker.com had more than 18,000 people vote on the best sodas of all time. And here's numero uno. You might not be surprised. Coca-Cola came in number one, but Pepsi didn't even make the top 10. It finished at number 12. The top 10 are Coca-Cola. Number two is Dr. Pepper. Number three, Sprite. Number four, A&W Root Beer. Then Mountain Dew, 7-Up, Orange Crush, Cherry Coke, Sunkissed Orange. Sunkissed Orange? Are you kidding me?
Man.
And Barge's Root Beer. That's the top 10. The highest ranked diet soda was Diet Coke, but it only came in 29th place. Diet Pepsi came in 64th. I smell a rat. This is not a good list for Pepsi, Oscar Santana.
Gentlemen,
what say you?
Market share is everything in any business, especially in the soda business. You wonder, well, why the hell would Coca-Cola and Pepsi advertise so much, especially during the Super Bowl, when so many people know their brand and they know that they're drinking soda? It's because of this. People are walking away from their sodas and they're deciding what brands they want, and now they can get it everywhere. I remember when I used to go to the Pizza Hut with my father, and I'd
say three times, pizza, pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. And they'd say, I say, can I get a Coke? And they say, is Pepsi okay? When you have to say, is something okay, you know there's a problem. You're out of the top 10. You're out of the top 10. That's why.
It. You're why. And by the way, Pony, I think you should say Oscar's take after I do. Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Thank you. Oscar, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux have split up. They made the announcement yesterday saying they separated at the end of last year. Now, they were married only in August of 2015, so their marriage lasted a little over 2 years. Unlucky in love for Jennifer Aniston. Once again, she is on the market. She is single, and I'm a fan of Jennifer Aniston, so this is sad for me. Sad news.
Look, as far as relationships go, fellas, you know I have my own viewpoints, but I'll say this.
Demons.
It's hard to take care of a dime piece in this current 2018 world when she's...
What did you say? A dying piece?
A dime piece.
A like dime piece.
A 10.
Oh, a 10. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. A dime piece.
When she's got the boobs, the ass, the face. Yes,
hit the alarm. She's hit the alarm. I'm sorry to tell you what to play, but that's it. There it is. Thank you.
It's hard to do that, right? In general. Imagine taking that dime piece and making her famous, right? It's almost impossible. So I blame her more than anyone else. These there poor men. Moving
okay,
on.
Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
The latest controversy involving some remarks a television broadcaster made during the Olympics, Oscar, appears to have begun with a misunderstanding. And five-time Olympian Jackie Cooper has tried to explain herself on social media. Cooper is an Australian TV commentator for the Winter Games in Pyeongchang. She came under fire for saying Chinese freestyle skiers all look the same after she watched one of Yang Ting's runs on Thursday. As Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports notes, the full quote from Cooper did not sound racist in nature. The five-time Olympic freestyle skier was referring to Tan's aerial routine, not her physical appearance. So I guess she was saying that all of the Chinese skiers had the same routine, not that they all looked alike, which is what it came out to be.
Guys, we all know people like this. Mm-hmm. When you're racist, you're racist. And while she probably didn't, I believe that she didn't mean to say that they all looked the same, but for the same reason when my lovely wife and her departed father, who passed away years ago, came out to Old Town Arlington and said, this area looks different. They were here. And I said, sir, because he was just, I knew what he was referring to.
Was he talking about brown people when he said that?
What do you mean by they? He goes, them. And I said, no. What do you mean? What do you mean by them? He goes, the blacks.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Derek Jeter will be adopting a slightly more laissez-faire facial hair policy with the Miami Marlins than his previous employer, the New York Yankees. As you know, the Yankees have the very strict facial hair guidelines to be clean shaven. Speaking with reporters earlier this week, the Marlins CEO and part owner said that he is fine with players growing beards or for mustaches, just as long as they are well-groomed.
Mm.
Here's his quote. You want people to look professional, said Jeter. I think if you look professional, you act professional. If you look good, then you're going to play good. Hey. Players are individuals. They have their personalities, he went on. You want them to be able to represent themselves and their families and the organization, but you want them to do that in a professional manner. So you're not going to have the same restrictions with the Marlins now that Jeter is in charge of that operation.
Derek Jeter is a man amongst men in my eyes. He does everything by the book. When you're in New York and you're sleeping around and you give the women that are leaving your home a gift basket to say thank you, we had a great time. Classy. Right. When you're in Miami and you realize the majority of your players are from the Dominican Republic or Cuba and they like facial hair, you know to play the game that way as well.
There it is. I like that.
That's my take.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And now the final story for Oscar's Take. Oscar, the popular porn site Pornhub, continued their annual Valentine's tradition of offering premium service to everyone for free. This may be my favorite story ever on Oscar's Take. Granting access to content not usually available to users of their free ad-supported section. Now, last year, the website did the same thing, which gave them an extra 3.5 million subscribers for a day. They also realized the top search topics and coming in first, lesbian. You probably already knew that. But that's not the number one statistic coming out of this. The site also showed which countries took advantage of the temporarily free premium tier of the site. Most of the countries in the top 10 come from South America.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcome Oscar's Take on this particular little
gentlemen, as a Latin man, I can't speak for all Latin men, but I'll speak for myself and my friend Diego here on the left, who claims to be Latin but is not. We are a passionate people. And in South America, we just got high-speed internet, right? So the numbers and the statistics you see, I think, really correlate with the idea that we can now get our information faster and we can now get our pornography faster.
That's it. It's a technical. That's Oscar's Take. Thank you very much, Oscar Santana. I truly appreciate that. We will take a break. We do not have Rob Spiewak's audio vault today, but when we come back, I just want to wrap up the week with some thoughts about this particular weird little week. Is it going to be heavy? Be entertaining, Mike. Be funny. No, it's going to be heavy. So deal and chill, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not-so-guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com. And you never know. People might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by PlayApod. Listen up, because things just got a lot better for you podcast listeners. Introducing the latest TMSoft creation, PlayApod. Available for Android and iOS, PlayApod is the best way to listen to any podcast. PlayApod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Plus, it has cross-platform syncing where you can grab any device and continue podcast playback right where you left off. PlayApod is also the only app that displays exactly what you've listened to or skipped over, and with time-coded bookmarks, you can quickly replay your biggest laughs and your favorite moments. But the best part about PlayApod, it's absolutely free. And even more good news, TMSoft is hard at work updating all of the TMOS apps, so soon they will have all the greatest PlayApod features. So what are you waiting for? Just visit PlayApod.com or search for PlayApod at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Todd's happy about this app.
Oh,
he's
my
psyched
God.
About this, right?
Yes, finally something's working for him.
PlayApod by TMSoft. Download it for free and download it today, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get out of here for the weekend and you go home to your families, I did want to say a few things about this particular week.
Please do.
You know, There are a lot of things you've said to me, a lot of positive feedback that I've gotten for some of the things I've posted, and there are a lot of people that are continuing to post. One of the things that the naysayers, there was one particular guy that kind of did a dance monkey dance post where, you know, I'm an entertainer, entertain, and stop talking about gun violence and talking about this tragedy at the high school this weekend in South Florida. And he said, you'll forget it anyway, you'll move on. And that's the one thing where he made a really, really big mistake, because I said to myself that I'm not going to move on. I'm actually going to continuously remind people, and I plan on doing that until we can get some laws in this country that are going to protect our kids. And I think that I'm really, really hoping that you might call me idealistic, but I'm really hoping that people that think the way I do and people that feel strongly about gun violence in this country and the fact that we need to do something will not let it go this time, that we'll continue. And one of the ways, if you feel strongly about it and you're thinking, yeah, you know, it's gonna go by the by, they're counting on that. They are counting on it. I can't stress enough that the people that don't want anything to change in this country are counting on you getting irate, having a few days of indignation, and then going away, and they can slide in their concealed carry stuff, and the NRA can take over again. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen if we don't keep the pedal to the metal. I'm not asking for anything other than common sense. I'm not asking for anything other than just really look at the common denominator.
Compassion.
Yeah, compassion's a huge word. And, you know, I don't think that in this country we've lost our compassion. I think that we have plenty of it. I've seen it from you and your personal messages. You know, we have a friend of the show, a real P1, a guy that's listened for years, Adam Sternberg. One of his daughters went to Douglas High School over in Parkville. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't get closer than that. And he's living with the trauma of the fact that that happened in his daughter's school. And, you know, the thing that got me about this, after the tragedy goes down, you're realizing that this is going to be children that are experiencing this. And then finally, when the names come out, it's just stunning. And so I thought, you know, that we'd, you wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ashley, go ahead. And I didn't, you know, we hadn't discussed this portion of the program before the show with the Audible. With Rob not wanting to work as hard as he should be working. But I wanted to add that I think that it's not just on the listeners of the show, the policymakers, the lobbyists. I think that the software companies have to come, they have to come to the table and say, look, if we can get you a push notification to say that the Mike O'Mara show is live, or we can make you go live to the world from your phone, why can't we red flag a young individual that has issues or mental illness so he cannot buy a firearm or essentially go out and do what he did yesterday and have everybody know about it instantly? And I know that's a scary thought, but I think that there's technology out there along with gun control that could be put together where we can really do something special here and make this country a better place.
And I would say to you that there's so many different things that can be done in addition to gun control. But the way I feel about this is that, unfortunately, the people that advocate the sale and the lack of regulation for firearms in this country latch on to every single alternative method and don't talk about the most. You'll hear a tremendous thing about mental health, and you hear this. It starts, and this is just the way I feel about it. I know everybody doesn't agree with me on it. It starts with guns. It starts with the idea, as insane as it is, that a 19-year-old can get his hands on something that can kill that mm-hmm. many people that quickly, and he can get that before he can buy a legal drink. It's just not normal, and it's not the way it should be. And I think that flagging people for mental illness is a great idea. Using social media, there's so many different ways. And regardless of the fact that it's guns, you could talk about flagging somebody that might cause harm to other people.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got technology in place. But make no mistake, this starts with ridiculously overpowered guns that are put in the hands of people that shouldn't have them. And I don't think anybody needs an assault weapon. on any level. I just don't think it's good. I don't think it's healthy, and I feel strongly about it. And ultimately, if you think that this is going to be forgotten and you feel strongly, you know, these kids at the candlelight vigil last night for Douglas High School were chanting, no more guns, no more guns, no more. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. We don't need them. We don't need them because they're killing our children and they're killing people in Las Vegas and they're killing people that go to church and they're killing people. And the fact is, well, you know, what's the oldest argument you've ever heard? Guns don't kill people. People kill people. It doesn't matter. It's giving people tools to cause massive casualties. I'm against it. And ultimately, the word Oscar used was compassion. Find it in your heart to donate to organizations that can finally get through to the people that are going to ignore this. Mm-hmm. And listen, I don't care where you're coming from on it. I think 100% of Americans would agree, you don't ignore this problem. You don't walk away from it. And you know what? I've done it twice, and I've violated the prime directive, which is to keep it light and keep it fun on this show. But the fact is, this is a week where less than 2 hours away from where I sit, they're going to be having funerals
17.
For children. And what I'm going to do right now, without the bios, that's been done in other places, but we're going to end the show this week with the list of the names. I want you to listen to these names. I will give the age of the individual after I read the name. And I hope that out of respect, I have not gotten pronouncers on all of these names. If I mess one up, my sincere apologies. I'm not trying to do that, but I thought it was necessary to do that. And we say have a wonderful weekend, hug your loved ones, and please, if you can, and you feel like I feel about this, please keep these children's names, and these adults in some cases,
remember them
in your heart this weekend, because it's, you know, this is tough. It's tough for all of us that care, and it's even tougher. I can imagine how tough it would be for families.
Before you get into this, and I don't want to take away from this moment, and I really do appreciate you having the cojones to talk about this. A lot of people are scared because they think
a lot of people are scared. You
lose support, normal money, this and that, and that's probably true. But I called my mom. I called my my dad. I called my sister. I called my niece and nephew. I can't imagine ever getting a call from a family member, especially Luca or Sophia, and them essentially saying there's a shooting in my school.
Horrible.
Like you just can't.
How upside down is it, Oscar, that we live in a world where we even
can't do that?
Have to think about it. Yeah. I'm a parent, and you know, you're an uncle.
Yeah.
And just, we live in a world now where we actually think, what if it was me? Why do we have to live in a world
like that? That confuses me more than Rob not being here today.
Has he done a wonderful job? He's done a wonderful job. And congratulations. Very, very good. And you know, hopefully Rob will recover.
Or not.
Or not. Jeez. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend. Yes. Stay safe, everybody. And we're going to list those names for you right now. And try to have a good weekend, but keep these children's names on your heart if you can. Okay. Carmen Shentrup, 16 years old. Meadow Pollock, 18 years old. Peter Wang, 15 years old. Nicholas Dworet, 17. Joaquin Oliver, 17. Kara Loughran, 14. Gina Montalto, 14. Alexander Schachter, 14. Luke Hoyer, 15. Elena Petty, 14. Jamie Gutenberg, 14. Martin Duque Anguiano, 14. Alyssa Alhadef, 14. Helena Ramsey, 17. Scott Beagle, 35. Aaron Feiss, 37. Christopher Hickson, 49. Keep all their names on your heart. We don't need to live in a world like this, and I hope it gets better. God bless all of them and their families. I wish them strength dealing with this unimaginably difficult time. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday.